All right, greetings. This is Stephen Ironfeather Prothero here on KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland, online at kgnu.org. All right, stay tuned for an hour of Schulte Gael of Celtic music, and I'm going to present the first half hour. And I have a really fun treat. While browsing a while around in a thrift store in Denver, I found this an old record featuring the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem, with Pete Seeger featured on banjo. And it's a live performance. It was recorded in front of an audience of 200 people, and it's fun because you can hear the people singing along with the songs and the jokes and so on. So I'm going to play some tracks from that, and then my friend Sharon's going to take over. All right.
I'm a runner, I'm a gambler, I'm a long ways from home, and if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll drink when I'm dry, and the moonshine don't kill me, I live till I die.
I've been a moonshiner for many a year, I've spent all me money on whiskey and beer. I'll go to some hollow, I'll set up my still, and I'll make you a gallon for a 10 shilling bill.
I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long ways from home, and if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll drink when I'm dry, and a moonshine don't kill me, I live till I die.
I'll go to some hollow in this country, can gallons of wash I can go on a spree. No women to follow, the world is all mine, I love none so well as I love the moonshine.
Yes. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long ways from home, and if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll drink when I'm dry, and the moonshine don't kill me, I live till I die.
Oh, moonshine, dear moonshine, oh, how I love thee. You killed me, old father, but ah, you try me. Now bless all moonshiners and bless all moonshine. Their bread smells as sweet as the dew on the vine.
I'm a runner, I'm a gambler, I'm a long ways from home. And if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll drink when I'm dry. And the moonshine don't kill me, I live till I die.
For those of you who are fortunate enough not to know them, this is Tom Clancy, Paddy Clancy, this is the young fella Liam Clancy. My name's Tommy Makem. They're from the south of Ireland, I'm from the north. So you can guess what I have to put up with every night. This is a gentleman called Peter Seeger, and this is another gentleman called Bruce Langhorne.
Forget about him. Wait till they do something before you start.
We're going to sing a little love song. I'd like you all to join us in the chorus called The Whistling Gypsy.
Gypsy, roller, come over the hill, down through the valley so shady. He whistled and he sang till the greenwood rang, and he won the heart of a lady. Ha-dee-doo, ha-dee-doo, da-dee, ha-dee-doo, ha-dee-dee. He whistled and he sang till the greenwood rang, and he won the heart of a lady.
She left her father's castle gate, she left her own fond lover, she left her servants and her state to follow the gypsy road.
He whistled and he sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of a lady.
Her father settled up as fast as steam, roamed the valleys all over, sought his daughter at great speed, and the whistling gypsy rover.
Ha-dee-doo, 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 ha-dee-lay. He whistled and he sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of a lady.
He came at last to a mansion fine, down by the river Clady, and there was music and there was wine for the gypsy and his lady.
Ha-dee-doo, 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 ha-dee-lady. He whistled and he sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of a lady.
He's no gypsy, my father, she said, but lord of these lands all over, and I will stay till my dying day with my whistling gypsy rover.
Ha-dee-doo, ha-dee-doo, da-dee, ha-dee-doo, ha-dee-day-dee. He whistled and he sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of a
lady. Gonna sing Johnny Ladd.
I bought a waif in Edinburgh, I bought a bobby, and then I got a farthing bag to buy a bag of weed.
And be you, and be you, and be you, my Johnny Ladd. I danced the buckles off my shoes for you, my Johnny Ladd.
As I went walking Sunday, and there I saw the Queen, a playing at the football with the lads on Glasgow Green.
And be you, and be you, and be you, my Johnny Ladd. I danced the buckles off my shoes for you, my Johnny Ladd.
The captain on the other side was scoring with great style. The Queen, she called the policeman and had him thrown in jail.
And be you, and be you, and be you, my Johnny Ladd. I danced the buckles off my shoes for you, my Johnny Ladd.
Napoleon was an emperor, and he ruled by land and sea. He ruled over France and Germany, but he didn't do Jack McGee.
And me, you, and me, you, and me, you, my Johnny Ladd. I danced the buckles off my shoes for you, my Johnny Ladd.
Samson was a mighty man, and he fought with a cutty's jaw. He fought a thousand battles wearing crimson flannel
drawers. And me, you, and me, you, and me, you, my Johnny Ladd. Dust the buckles off my shoes for you, my Johnny Ladd.
Now Johnny is a bonny lad, he is a lad of mine. I've never had a better lad in life at 29.
And me, you, and me, you, and me, you, my Johnny Ladd. Dust the buckles off my shoes for you, my Johnny Ladd.
Quiet little song. It's called The Weavers. It's nothing to do with Pete Seeger or the rest of those guys. It's about the men who make cloth.
We're all met together here to sit and to crack. We are glasses in our hands and our work upon our back. There's nae a trade among them that can mend or can mack. If it wasn't for the work or the weavers,
if it wasn't for the
weavers, what will you do? You wouldn't hear a coat that's made of wool. You wouldn't hear a coat on the black or the blue if it wasn't for the work of the weavers.
There's soldiers and there's sailors and glaziers and all. There's doctors and there's ministers and them that live below. And our friends in South America, though them we never saw, but we can they wear the work of the weavers.
If it wasn't for the weavers, what would you do? You wouldn't hate a coat that's made of wool. You wouldn't hate a coat of the black or the blue if it wasn't for the work of the weavers.
The weaving is a trade that never can fail, as long as we need clothes for to keep another hale. So let us all be merry, or a bigger or good ale, and we'll drink to the health of the weavers.
If it wasn't for the weavers, what will you do? You wouldn't have a coat that's made of wool. You wouldn't have a coat of the black or the blue if it wasn't for the work of the weavers.
In the north of Ireland, there's a crowd of fellas called Orange Men. If I come down to you, I'll hiss you and tell you. There's an Orange Man over here. Anyhow, this is a song about a fellow who was an Orange Man. In the north of Ireland, they're the bad fellas and we are the good fellas. And they have big rows and parades and everything on 12th of July every year to commemorate the crossing of the River Boyne by King Billy. Now, we didn't care too much for King Billy, and we still don't care too much for King Billy. But just to prove we're not prejudiced, I'm going to sing an Orange song. It's about this fella, Bob Williamson, who played a flute in this parade, and he was an Orange Man, but he did the unthinkable thing. He married a Papist, and he never had a day's luck since. And the name of the song is The Old Orange Flute. In the county Tyrone, near the town of Dungannon, where Manny's eruption, myself had a hannin', Bob Williamson lived, however betrayed, and all of us thought him a stout orange blade. And the 12th of July, as it yearly did come, Bob played with his flute to the sound of a drum. You may talk of your harp, your piano, or lute, but there's none could compare with the old orange flute. But Bob the Deceiver, he took us all in. He married a Papist called Bridget McGinn, turned Papish himself and forsook the old cause that gave us our freedom, religion and laws. Now the boys of the place made some comment upon it, and Bob had to fly to the province of Connaught. He fled with his wife and his fixings to boot, and along with the leather, his old orange flute. At the chapel on Sunday to atone for past deeds, said pathers and alleys and counted his beads, till after some time at the priest's own desire, he went with the old flute to play in the choir. He went with the old flute to play for the mass, but the instrument shivered inside, oh alas. And try though he would, though it made a great noise, the flute would play only the Protestant boys. Bob jumped and he started and got in a flutter, and threw the old flute in the blessed holy water. He thought that this charm would bring some other sound. When he tried it again, it played Croppy's Lie Down. And for all he would whistle and finger and blow, to play Papish music, he found it no go. Kick the Pope and wine water, it freely would sound. But one Papish squeaking, it couldn't be found. At the council of priests that was held the next day, they decided to banish the old flute away. They couldn't knock heresy out of its head, so they bought Bob a new one to play in its stead. Well, the old flute was doomed, and its fate was pathetic. 'Twas fastened and burned at the stake as heretic. As the flame soared around it, they heard a strange noise, as the old flute still whistling the Protestant boys.
Torrally, torrally, how it's 6 miles from Bangor to Donaghadee.
It's of a brave young highwayman, this story we will tell. His name was Willie Brennan, and in Ireland he did dwell. 'Twas on the Kilworth Mountains he commenced his wild career, and many a wealthy noble land before him shook with fear. Oh, it's Brennan on the moor, all brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor. One day upon the highway, yes, Willie, he went down. He met the mayor of Cashel a mile outside the town. The mayor, he knew his features, and he said, young man, said he, your name is Willie Brennan, you must come along with me. And it's Brennan on the moor, all brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor.
Now Brennan's wife had gone to town from Bitten's for to buy, and when she saw her Willie, she commenced to weep and cry. Said, hand to me that tenpenny as soon as Willie spoke. She handed him a blunderbuss from underneath her cloak.
For young Brennan on the moor, all brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor.
Now with this loaded blunderbuss, the truth I will unfold. He made the mayor to tremble, and he robbed him of his gold. £100 was offered for his apprehension there. So he went horse and saddle to the mountains did repair.
Did young Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor.
To everyone who helped make our fall pledge drive a great success, thank you. Thank you to everyone who became a newer, renewing listener member during our recent fall membership drive, one of the most successful drives in memory. And special thanks to our hardworking volunteers on the air and off, whose great programming inspired the pledges and who were so friendly and welcoming on the phones as to make everyone feel a part of the KGNU community. If you did not get a chance, it's never too late to join. Go to our website, kgnu.org, or call the membership office at 303-449-4885 to join.
Song of death, song of resurrection. Dedicate this song to the memory of the late lamented James Joyce. It's called Profiles in Courage.
Tim Finnegan lived in Walking Street, a gentle Irishman mighty hot. He'd a beautiful brogue so rich and sweet, her eyes in the world he carried a hot. You see the sort of a tippling way, with a look for the liquor poor Tim was born. I help a man with his work each day, to drop with a crater every morn.
Whack on the dam, out dance the abander, well the glory of Trotter shake. Wasn't it the truth I told you, lots of fun at Finnegan's wake.
One morning Tim got rather full, his head felt heavy which made him shake. Fell from a ladder and he broke his skull, and they carried him home his corpse to wake. Roll him up in a nice clean sheet and laid him out upon the bed. A gallon of whiskey at his feet and a bottle of porter at his head.
Whack on the dad, now dance the partner, well the floor your trotters shake. Wasn't it the truth I told you, lots of fun at Finnegan's wake.
His friends assembled at the wake, and Mrs. Finnegan called for lunch. First she brought in tea and cake, then pipes, tobacco and whiskey punch. When the O'Brien began to cry, such a nice clean corpse did you ever see. Tim of Ormion, why did you die? Here, howl your gops at Paddy McGee.
Whack on the dad, now dance the partner, well the floor your trotters shake. Wasn't it the truth I told you, lots of fun at Finnegan's wake.
Then Maggie O'Connor took up the job, but Biddy, she see you're wrong, I'm sure. Biddy gave her a belt in the gop and left her sprawling on the floor. When the war did soon engage, woman to woman and man to man,
Chalalila was all the rage, and a row and a ruction soon began.
Whack with the nano, dance to your partner, while the blower your cutter shake. Wasn't it the truth they told you? Lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake.
Then Mickey Maloney raised his head when a noggin of whiskey flew at him. It missed him falling on the bed, the liquor scattered over Tim. Tim revived, see how he rises. Timothy rising from the bed said, well, you're a whiskey around like blazes. Stand him on deal, do you think I'm dead?
Whack for the dino, don't see a partner, well, to blow your crowner's shake. Wasn't it the truth they told you? Lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake.
Roger.
I want to sing a Gaelic song. Oh, I was a day in Waterford, and there was wine and pints on the table. There was the full of the house of women there, and myself drinking their health.
You know, dirty duty.
Play away.
Whether be a alive or not, I get pulled out the leap of the dad I love, be being this pincer or pulled out the leap of the dad I love, be on a teeth of an arm, pulled out the leap of the dad I love, August me shake.
A sea shanty called Holloway Joe. If you know the chorus, join us.
You can sing it in Gaelic, join us.
When I was a little boy, so my mother told me, Timmy,
hey, Holloway, well, Holloway Joe.
But if I did not kiss the girls, my lips would all grow moldy, Timmy,
hey, Holloway.
And she was fat and lazy, Timmy.
Way Holloway, Will Holloway Joe.
And then I met an Irish girl. She damn near drove me crazy, Timmy.
Way Holloway, Will Holloway Joe.
King Louis was the king of France before the revolution.
Way Holloway, Will Holloway Joe.
And then he got his head cut off. It spoiled his constitution.
Way Holloway, Will Holloway Joe.
No
way Holloway, we're bound for better weather,
Timmy.
Way Holloway, Will
Out. Out.
Sheridan once wrote that Ireland was the land of happy wars and sad love songs.
Hit him again, boy.
That's one of the happy wars starting.
The history of Ireland is scarred by many rebellions. Roddy McCurley was the leader of one such revolution. He was executed on the Bridge of Toome in County Antrim in Ireland. He was hanged. This is his story.
Oh, see the fleet-foot horse of men who speed with faces wan. From Farnstead and from Fisher's Cot along the banks of Ban. They come with vengeance in their eyes, too late are they. For young Roddy McCauley goes to die on the Bridge of Toome today. Up the narrow street he stepped, smiling proud and young. About the hem prop on his neck, the golden ringlets clung. There is never a tear in his blue eyes, both glad and bright are they. As young Roddy McCauley goes to die on the Bridge of Toome today. When he last stepped up that street, his shining pike in hand, behind him marched in grim array a stalwart and a band. For Antrim town, he led them to the fray. And young Roddy McCauley goes to die on the Bridge of Toome today. There is never a wonder of all your dead, for bravely fell in fray, than he who marches to his fate on the Bridge of Toome today. Through to the last, through to the last, he treads the upward way. And young Roddy McCauley goes to die on the Bridge of Toome today.
Greetings and welcome to Schulte to Gale. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you're having a great night out there. I'm Sharon Yogerst, and I'll be your host for the next half hour of Celtic music. Wanted to thank Stephen Ironfeather for that fun set he just played with the live music. And I'm going to get started tonight with music by Ronan Hardiman. And this is called Cry of the Celts from Michael Flatley's Lord of the Dance.
Thank you.
your voice. Leave a candle by the window, and I will follow to your arms. Leave a candle by the window, and I will follow to your arms.
Waterbound on a stranger's shore, river rising to my door. winter's night, turn your head, you can see the light. Black cat crawling on an old boxcar, rusted door and a fallen star. I got a diamond my nation said, waterbound and I can't get long and the river's wide. I meet you boys on the other side. So say my name, don't forget. The water still ain't got me yet. Nothing but I'm bound to roll. Water bound and I can't get home.
story of triumph and tears. conquered my fears.
That was Galen Crew with Better Than a Fairy Tale. And before that, you heard Waterbound featuring Ruth Moody by The Fretless. And you also heard Candle by the Window by Carly Enney. And next, I'd like to play something for you by Kyle Carey. This is from her new CD entitled North Star, which was just released last month. This is Kyle Carey's rendition of a song originally by Kate Wolf entitled Across the Great Divide.
And I've been walking in my sleep, counting troubles, instead of counting sheep. Where the years went, I can't say. I just turned around and they've gone away. I've been sifting of dusty books and faded papers, tell the story I used to know, and it was one that happened so long ago. It's gone away.
Gale is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by the Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502.
Traveling through this world of woe, there is no sickness, toil or danger in that fair land to which I go. I'm going home to see my father. I'm going home, no more to roam. I am just going over Jordan. I am just going now over home. Clouds will hover o'er me. I know my pathway is rough and steep. Beauteous fields now lie right before me, where weary eyes no more shall weep. I'm going Jordan, I am just going over home. Oh. Trial, this form will rest beneath the sword. I'll drop the cross now of self-denial. Enter in that home with God, yeah. I'm going.
Was Wayfaring Stranger by the Hounds of Finn from their CD entitled Songs of Men in Boats from 1612 to 2010. So next I'd like to leave you with a song by Elephant Revival. This is by Bridget Law, entitled Ancient Sea from their Break in the Cloud CD. And I want to thank you all for listening and have a wonderful night.
This guy who took his female for a run in the car on the motorway, you know, on one of these lay-bys. Anyway, he was sitting there and he said, well, would you like to go into the back seat? Oh, she says, no, I'm not going into the back seat. Fair enough. Would you like a drink? Oh, yes, I'd like a drink. So he opened the glove compartment and got the bottle of whiskey there and two glasses, poured her a huge one, and he sell a wee one. So she had a drink. He had his. Do you want to go in the back seat now? No, I'm not going in the back seat. Do you want another drink then? Yes, I'll have another drink. So another big one out for her and a wee one for him. Knocked it down. Back seat? Yeah. No, I'm not going in the back seat. Well, you want another drink then? Yes, I'd love another drink. So by this time the bottle was getting rather low. So he poured another drink and she took it. He took his wee one. He says, back seat. No, I'm not going to the back seat. He says, why the hell not? She says, I want to sit here with you.
Song called The Hills of Ardmore. I could hear the birds again in the fields of Ardmore, where the sun lies over Scullamvia. See the bracken red in the hills of Ardmore, and the moss green in between, and the rain falling softly down. Oh, that I could send the breeze again in the fields new. Storm clouds high above, and the gulls circling all around. Oh, that I could hear the birds again in the fields of Ardmore, where the sun lies over Scullamvia.
KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland, online at kgnu.org.